CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Iranian officials are about to meet with representatives of Britain, France, and Germany looking for a deal regarding their nuclear program. Harlan Ullman is senior advisor to the Atlantic Council.
Negotiations with the United States are very, very unlikely. And so, therefore, this negotiation may open a path to Iran as a way of being able to improve its relations with EU. If it does, I suspect that might infuriate the Trump administration, but we're in a situation here where the administration in America is sort of lost to what it can do in terms of Iran except impose sanctions.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. is cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks. BBC's Tom Bateman reports on reaction.
I think in part this is a pressure tactic because they know that Hamas regarded this as their final response to the current proposal on the table. Clearly, the Israelis are not happy with it. In the build-up to this announcement by Mr. Witkoff, it was clear the Americans were going to do something that they hoped would shift the dial.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met Thursday with Ghislaine Maxwell, the convicted accomplice of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
You had this day-long meeting. The Fifth Amendment was not invoked. What kind of readout will the Department of Justice give? And can they trust Maxwell, who has been accused in the past of fabricating stories, including to the feds?
Blanche says he'll have another meeting with Maxwell Friday. Lori Vallow Daybell, already serving life sentences in Idaho in the killings of her two youngest children and another person, returns to court Friday for sentencing on conspiracy convictions in Arizona. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
She has also conspired to murder her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband in Arizona. She succeeded with her husband. Those victims and the people of Arizona deserve justice too, even though she's already serving a life sentence in another state.
The Federal Communications Commission has approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance Media. This after months of turmoil over President Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, a signature program on the Paramount-owned CBS. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
President Trump had sued the company, claiming a 60 Minutes interview of then-candidate Kamala Harris was edited to make one of her answers look better than it was. Paramount settled the suit for $16 million. Commissioner Ana Gomez accused the FCC of pressuring Paramount to, quote, broker a private legal settlement and further erode press freedom.
Heavy thunderstorms will extend from Maine to Kansas Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DQ presents How to Make Your Summer Take Flight. Just head into DQ for a new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Treat your inner hero to an epic mix of sugar cookie dough, sprinkles, and cake batter flavor. Blend it all with legendary DQ soft serve, and it's enough to tempt Superman himself. Fly into DQ for our new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat before it's gone. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy tastes good. Only at participating locations.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have four times the oxy cleaning power and three times the Febreze freshness versus Gain original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
CBS's parent company is taking a drubbing by a new member of the team.
The guys at South Park aren't letting their new bosses hold them back.
Matt,
My favorite show just got canceled by the government.
The show's season 27 premiere takes aim at Paramount's decision to bring an end to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
The government can't cancel the show. I mean, what show are they going to cancel next?
The new South Park episode also critiques the company's settlement with President Trump over a 60 Minutes interview. The new season began streaming the same day Paramount announced a five-year deal for 50 new episodes of the animated series. Paramount blames Colbert's cancellation on the financials, not his criticism of the president. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tech companies selling AI to the federal government must now prove their chatbots aren't woke. President Trump issued an executive order to prevent, quote, woke AI. No comment yet from Google or Microsoft. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a few showers and storms out there with lows of the lower 70s, a light breeze. Friday, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, mostly cloudy, highs of the lower 80s with more storm chances Friday night. Right now, it's 73.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no steam or night. Hazel the child of romance. She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a fan. And she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle bill blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and
poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. they used to be. Now oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits. I
I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman. Laughing and gay like a clown.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mind? the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Tracks of my tears. I can't control, 'cause although you're gone, I loss from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Singing. We walk on to
together nearly every single day singing.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns across the sun, explode into space. I like smoking lightning. And with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns and what's in. Explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal appeals court has ruled that a California law requiring background checks to buy bullets is unconstitutional. Judge Roger Benitez says if people can't buy bullets, they can't use their guns. CBS legal analyst Lori Levinson tells us the case is probably headed to the Supreme Court.
Because it's a significant Second Amendment case. It goes beyond the idea that you can take away people's guns or limit their guns for self-defense. It goes to other types of gun control policies.
President Trump toured the renovations at the Federal Reserve headquarters Thursday while continuing to pressure the Fed chairman to lower interest rates. CBS's Erica Brown reports.
As they toured the renovations underway at the Federal Reserve's D.C. headquarters, it was clear President Trump and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell did not see eye to eye when it came to its cost.
You just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built five